Hey everyone, it's Rich and Judy recording from our living room. So welcome to our home and hope you enjoy this little message from us today. Love you guys.
What an unprecedented time. I've never seen anything quite like this in all of my life. Recently, I was handed a piece of paper with a quote from Martin Luther, and it reminds us of how he encourage people to cooperate in a time similar to this. The quote says, Martin Luther is quoted as saying, "Therefore, I shall ask God mercifully to protect us. Then I shall fumigate, help purify the air, administer medicine, and take it. I shall avoid places and persons where my presence is not needed, in order not to become contaminated and thus perchance infect and pollute others and so cause their death and as a result of my negligence." See, this is such a God-fearing faith because it is neither brash nor foolhardy and does not tempt God. So I guess Martin Luther, who taught us that the just shall live by faith, probably has a good word from the time that he experienced during the Black Plague. Well, this isn't like the Black Plague, but it is certainly unprecedented in our time period. Hey, I wanted to invite you to a video chat with us on Wednesday night. This Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, I'd like to have a Zoom call with as many of you as are available. We'll be able to interact live. And then I'll have a Bible study with you. So you'll get a video link request from me via email, and that will be for a Zoom video chat. So be sure to look for your email, and we'll try to communicate in as many ways as we can with you. I know you have a lot of questions and concerns, and so do I, and I actually have probably fewer answers and more questions, but there are some things that we can say for sure, that the scriptures would be especially helpful at a time like this, when prophecies run rampant and, gosh, we could use a word from God, and people's hearts are fearful. It's easy for us to look for something very specific about a time just like this. Well, the amazing thing is the Word of God does not change. It never changes. It won't change. So even though circumstances change, the Word of God won't. So let's anchor there. I actually want to share with you a message I'm going to call "In God We Trust." I sort of plagiarized that from our money, you know. These things, coins. Coins, well, whoever uses them anymore, I don't know. But dollar bills, and I'm not sure who uses dollar bills anymore either, but on the back, read it. It says, "In God we trust." I want to talk to you about that in just a moment. Judy's going to read a scripture for us from the Passion Translation of the Bible.
Okay, so this is Matthew chapter 6, and I'm reading verses 19 through 21. "Don't keep hoarding for yourself earthly treasures that can be stolen by thieves. Material wealth eventually rusts, decays, and loses its value. Instead, stockpile heavenly treasures for yourself that cannot be stolen and will never rust, decay, or lose their value. For your heart will always pursue what you value as your treasure.
So I'm certain that Jesus was thinking about toilet paper and other such items, you know, but I love the translation there. It says, stop hoarding, you know. I think the thing that is more important is, where do we put our treasure? What is it that we actually treasure in times like these? So what does Jesus say about the situation that we find ourselves in? When the economy comes to a grinding halt in a way that is unprecedented, what can we do? How can we hold on to something for security? We can treasure our treasures, or we can treasure our God in whom we trust. Even our money declares our faith. In God we trust. We trust God with our eternal souls, believing that the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary is enough to save us from the wrath of God. So if we trust in Jesus with our souls, how much more can we trust him with our presence? So I would encourage you to go read Psalm 91 again, and not just read, but actually do what it says. Make a hiding place. Go to some part of your house and let that be your secret place. And Jesus promised that when we search for him and when we seek him and pray to him in private, that he will reward us openly. And some of that reward is just the way that things fit together and work when the world feels like it's falling apart, you know, that somehow he makes it all work. And I'm not encouraged enough when our president says we're gonna be okay. I want something a little more solid than that. So that's why I'm looking to Jesus, and I would encourage you to do so. I don't know if you remember the story about how we decided to put that motto in God. Can you see it right there? Right above the one, right above my old wrinkly finger. It says, in God we trust. That phrase came about during the Civil War. And there was a minister who wrote to the Secretary of the Treasury. Let me read to you his story. Reverend M.R. Wilkinson, a minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ from Ridleyville, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania boy, wrote this during, it was November 13th, 1861, so it's in the middle of the Civil War. And Reverend Wilkinson said this, or Watkinson, I'm sorry, "Dear Sir, you're about to submit your annual report to Congress regarding the affairs of the national finances. One fact touching our currency has hitherto been seriously overlooked. I mean the recognition of the Almighty God in some form on our coins." There wasn't as much paper money then, but mostly coins. "You're probably a Christian, sir. What if our republic were not sheltered beyond Reconstruction? Would not the antiquities of succeeding generations rightly reason from our past that we were a heathen nation? What if I proposed that instead of the goddess of liberty," that's a Lady Liberty there, right? "we shall have next inside the 13 stars a ring inscribed with the words Perpetual Union. Within the ring, the all-seeing eye, crowned with a halo. Beneath the eye, the American flag, bearing in its field stars equal to the number of the states united. In the folds of the bars, the words God, Liberty, and Law. This would make a beautiful coin to which no possible citizen could object. This would relieve us from the ignominy of heathenism. This would place us openly under the divine protection we have personally claimed. From my hearth, I have felt our national shame in disowning God as not the least of our present national disasters. To you first, I address a subject that must be agitated. As a result, Secretary Chase instructed James Pollock, director of the Mint of Philadelphia, to prepare a motto in a letterhead dated November 20th, 1861. So then in by act of Congress in April 22 of 1864, the words were imprinted on our money. coins and dollar bills. In God we trust. And I hope that's true. Hmm. I hope that's true of you. I hope it's true of me. I hope it's true of our country. Is it in God that we trust? Or is our trust in science? Is our trust in governments? Is our trust in money? Is it our trust in our jobs? Mm-hmm. I am so blessed by the words of Jesus when he said, you know, you ought to pray this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he said these words, give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread, daily provided, daily from the hand of God. I know you have jobs and you have incomes and streams of incomes, and we have investments and we have responsibilities. We as a church have responsibilities. We have responsibilities to missionaries, both foreign and local missionaries that we support, and partner ministries. Our food pantries are being stretched beyond measure, and many places such as Bethesda Mission, which is absolutely packed to capacity right now. A homeless man trying to get into Bethesda can't get in there right now. You know, during these times, you have to ask yourself, is it in God that we trust? And I believe that if we will daily enter our secret place, if we will daily seek the presence of the Lord, if we will daily bring our hearts in pure devotion to him, if we will daily cry out to him, if God's people who are called by his name will humble themselves and daily seek his face, repenting of their sins, turning from their wicked ways, you know, daily the Lord will meet with us. Mm-hmm. And Judy and I are going to pray in just a minute that God meets with you and with your families daily. We'll still be the church, and we'll still continue to minister in every way that we can. We're only a phone call or text away, but even that is not the same as putting our hope and our faith, our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask Judy to pray for you, and I'm going to encourage you, first of all, to read through Psalm 91, if not daily, often, and ask yourself, am I abiding under the shadow of the Almighty God? Am I finding a secret place and meeting with God there? We have the time now. I mean, before we could give the excuse we didn't have. Now we have the time. Mm-hmm. Let's make the time. Let's take the time. You could binge watch your TV, but what if we started binge praying or something like that, you know? You know, I really believe that the Lord will hear our prayers. And I think that we actually can come out on the other side of this thing not only okay, but stronger and better. So, Judy, why don't you lead us in prayer?
Yeah, and before I pray, I just, you know, as I've been thinking about, and, you know, I'm sure many of you have the same questions, same thoughts, is, you know, God, what is happening? And, you know, is somehow God even behind this? And, you know, certainly we don't know exactly, you know, what is going on. But the thought, you know, crossed my mind several times this week as I was praying, that this can be the result of a nation who has said, we don't want you, God. We don't want your help. Now, as his people, we are saying we want him. We need him. And we desire him. So, you know, that scripture that Rich talked about is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. So it starts with us. As we humble ourselves and we cry out to God, even for people who are proud and arrogant and are saying, you know, shaking their fist at God and saying, we don't need you, we don't want you. But as his people, as his children, we can cry out to him. And I am just believing him that he is going to come in the midst of this situation because we have asked him to, because we have invited him to directly involve himself in what is going on. So let's just do that. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are so grateful that we are your children and that you are our God and we are your people. And we ask that you would turn the hearts of people who have hardened themselves to you, who have become arrogant and who have become prideful and who have said, we don't need you. But God, we ask that you would begin to bring about a change in people's hearts, that you would begin to soften even the hardest of heart, and that they would become repentant, and that we would lead the way. Lord, I pray that as your people, as your children, we would humble ourselves before you. We would be the ones who would lead the way in showing kindness to others and looking for ways to bless our neighbors and bless our community. And God, we ask that you would directly involve yourself in this situation. We pray, Father, that if there are things that are being done that are not according to your will and according to your plan, that you would thwart those plans and you would bring about your plans and your purposes. God, we pray that you would protect everyone, not just us, but you would protect everyone in our community, everyone. God, we just ask for your protection and we ask for healing. We just ask for your healing to come upon people who are weak, who are vulnerable, who are sick right now. We thank you, Lord, that even as some of us are taking communion on a regular basis, that you would help us to do that with conviction, that by your stripes, we are healed. And because of your blood, we can be cleansed. So God, we just pray for a washing of over your people, that we would experience, Lord, the presence of God in such a way that we would be strengthened, we would be revived, we would even be joyful in the midst of what can be sometimes scary. God, I just pray that you would bring us to a place where we are not walking in fear, but we are walking under the banner of your love. Father, we love you. We love you. And Lord, I bless your children today. I bless our community. I bless our families. I bless our state. I bless our nation. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that we would begin to experience and see a change and a turnaround. Father, we pray for President Trump. We pray for those who are in leadership over us, that you would minister to them and you would draw them into a place of being able to hear you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Rich and Judy, wishing you shalom. We pray shalom over you. God bless you. Thank you so much. We're with you in spirit.
We love you.
Bye-bye.